Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Only one. that, that He is the only way. He is the only truth, that He is your life today. I just want you to begin to just praise Him with your words, with your voice. Let Him hear you, Father God. Lord, thank you, Father God, that you came, Lord, that you sacrificed yourself, Father God. Lord, that our salvation is not contingent, Lord, upon what we do or do not do, Father God. Lord, but it's all about you, Father. It's all about the grace and mercy that you bestowed upon us, Father God. Lord, just let us walk, Father God, in your glory, Father.
To the end of the same. Hallelujah. Come on, it's nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. We couldn't be saved. We couldn't become a part of the kingdom. We couldn't be reconnected to the Father if Jesus Christ didn't come and spill his blood. There's no remission of sins unless he came and spilt his blood for us. He didn't come and take stripes on his back, be beaten, and put up on that cross. And it's just one drop of blood. Jesus' precious blood. His perfect blood. That could come and take the place of everything wrong that we ever done and ever could do. Can come and just wash it all away. All because he came. He loved us so much. And he came and shed his blood. God, we thank you for your son, Jesus. God, we're so thankful that he came and shed his perfect blood. God, we thank you that all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. All we have to do is open our mouth, say, I believe in you. I want to make you Lord. Lord, forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for everything I've done wrong. Wash me clean. That's all we have to do, and then it's done. God, thank you for your grace. Thank you for paying the cost for us. Come on, right now, if you're in this place with no one looking around, if you're in this place and you haven't ever taken that step and accepted the blood of Jesus Christ, accepted the work that Jesus Christ done for us and proclaimed it with your mouth and said that I want to make Jesus Lord of my life. I want to lay down everything I used to do. I want to lay down my life. I want to throw it all away. I want Jesus Christ to come and wash me clean. If you're in this place and you said you haven't done that and you want to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, just right now with just our prayer team looking around so we can pray intelligently, so we can get things in your hand to help you in this journey. If you're in this place, just raise your hand right where you are. Come on, just a moment more. God, we thank you. God, I just thank you right now for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that your Holy Spirit is dwelling on the inside of us. Thank you that it's showing us areas in our life to where we might need just a refill, a washing, a cleansing, things that we've held on our own, thinking that we had the right way. Things that we think that we can clean all by ourselves, but we can't. Only your blood can clean us. It's not up to us. If it was up to us, we'd fail every time. And God, we thank you for it. God, right now I lift up a prayer request. Felice Palacios, her dad. God, we know he's been struggling and recovering out of a whole lot of health issues, God. And this morning we heard that he had a significant heart attack. God, I ask that right now, your hand is in that situation, that you are with the doctors, you are with Felice's father, that you are with Felice and her family, that you are in that situation, God. Your hand is bringing peace, is bringing direction to the doctors to where they know exactly what they need to do and bring comfort to the family in this time of where they just need you. I can't imagine where they are right now, but God, I know that you're there and you know everything that they need. God, I thank you for your healing power. God, I know that nothing is too great for you. God, I thank you for working in that situation. And Lord, I praise you in advance for what you're going to do in the name of Jesus because of what you already done through your son. And if you're in this place and you have any need, I just ask that right now, you just begin to lift it up. Just begin to lift it up. God, thank you. Thank you for meeting every need in this house. Every financial need, every job that is needed in this place, Lord, I just ask that you provide and give favor to your children, God. And God, if there's any sickness in the house, God, I just ask that you just touch it right now. God, we're calling on you. God, we need you. We thank you. God, we thank you for our movers. These are 10 people that we know need you. God, we're calling them to your kingdom. God, if you have things for us to do in their lives, Lord, show us what we need to do. God, we lift them up and we want to speak life into their dry bones. We want you to breathe your life into them. God, we call them saved in the name of Jesus. We call them a part of the kingdom. And God, we thank you. And we glorify you for moving in them. We know that they're going to come to know you, God. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Come on, if you believe that, say amen. Amen. Well, tell someone you love them as you're seated.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.